Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is December 18th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be pressing on through 2 Chronicles chapter 21, Revelation chapter 9, Zechariah chapter 5, and John chapter 8. So let's get into the Word today. 2 Chronicles chapter 21. Now Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. And he had brethren, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, and Jehiel, and Zechariah, and Azariah, and Michael, and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. And their father gave them great gifts of silver and of gold and of precious things with fenced cities in Judah. But the kingdom gave he to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram was risen up to the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and slew all of his brethren with the sword, and diverse also of the princes of Israel. And Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab. For he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he wrought that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. Howbeit the Lord would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever. In his days the Edomites revolted from under the dominion of Judah and made themselves a king. And then Jehoram went forth with his princes and all of his chariots with him, and he rose up by night and smote the Edomites which compassed him in, and the captains of the chariots. And so the Edomites revolted from under the hand of Judah unto this day. The same time also did Libnah revolt from under his hand, because he had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication, and compelled Judah thereto. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but hast walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and hast made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a-whoring, like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also hast slain thy brethren of thy father's house, which were better than thyself. Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people, and thy children, and thy wives, and all thy goods. And thou shalt have great sickness by disease of thy bowels, until thy bowels fall out by reason of sickness day to day. Moreover, the Lord stirred up Jehoram, the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians that were near the Ethiopians. And they break up into Judah and break into it and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also and his wives, so that there was never a son left him save Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this, the Lord smote him in his bowels with an incurable disease. And it came to pass that in the process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness. And so he died of sore diseases. And his people made no burning for him like the burning of his fathers. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and departed without being desired. Howbeit, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchre of the kings. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 21. Let's move on over to our next reading in Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9 today. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of scorpions when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on the heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of them. And the number of the armies of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplate of fire and of jenkeith and of brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as of the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. But by these three was the third part of men killed by fire and by smoke and by brimstone which issued out of their mouths, and their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. That was Revelation chapter 9. Let's move on over to Zechariah chapter 5. Zechariah chapter 5. Zechariah chapter 5. Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said and answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. And then said he unto me, This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For every one that stealeth shall be cut off as on the side according to it, and every one that sweareth shall be cut off as on the side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter in the house of the thief, and in the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with timber thereof and the stones thereof. And then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, Lift up now thine eyes, and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, What is it? And he said, This is an ephah that goeth forth. And he said, Moreover, this is their resemblance throughout all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talon of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. And he said, This is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of the lead upon the mouth thereof. And then lifted I up mine eyes, and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of the stork, and they lifted up their ephah between the earth and the heaven. And then said I to the angel that talked with me, Whither do these bear the ephah? And he said unto me, To build it a house in the land of Shinar, then it shall be established, and set there upon her own base. That was Zechariah chapter 5. Let's move on over to our final reading in John chapter 8 today. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? And this they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he had heard them not. And when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And then again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted up himself, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go, and sin no more. And then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I came and whither I go. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. And then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? And Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And these words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. And then said Jesus unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek after me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. And then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, and I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. And they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. And then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words, and many believed on him. And then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? And Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word have no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. And they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard from God. And this did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. And then said they unto him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. And Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceedeth forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my words. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convicteth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words, and ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. And then answered the Jews, and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil? And Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory, and there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. And then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets that are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? And Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God, and yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know him, and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. And then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself out of the temple, and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them. And so passed by. Layman, that was our reading today for December 18th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment in the comment section or leave a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Just a reminder that today is the Lord's Day. This is the second to last Lord's Day of the year, as a matter of fact. Next week, Christmas Sunday, is the final Lord's Day of 2022, and again, today we are going to have our last Sunday school of the year. We have Sunday school classes at 9:15 a.m. and that's for all ages. We have adult Bible class at 9:15. Invite you to come on out for that. We also have our regular worship service, which is at 10:30 this morning. And again, we're going to be preparing for Christmas this coming week. Again, I want to encourage you to come on out for both of our Christmas services. Next Saturday and Sunday, we have a Christmas Eve candlelight service at 4 p.m. Short service, but it's a sweet service. And no reason why you can't push the pause button on what you're doing with family. Come on out and come back to whatever you were doing. A lot of family gatherings don't gather until the evening anyway. And so I would say the same for Christmas Sunday. Prioritize Jesus, the true meaning of Christmas on Christmas Sunday, and encourage others to do the same. It's not a long time. And again, I would say this is, you know, when we're not prioritizing Jesus on one of the most important days of the year, you know, don't be surprised when others that we want to see come to Jesus don't do that. So again, you'll get enough preaching later. I just really want you here for Christmas Sunday and Christmas Eve. But that said, again, leave a comment or a reaction, and I will mark that down. And yeah, Lord willing, I'll see you in a little bit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your goodness to us. I thank you for your grace. Lord, may we prioritize Jesus. Lord, I pray that in my own heart of hearts. Lord, I pray that you would just move in our hearts to make Jesus the priority in everything that we do, Lord, that we would give all to him. Lord, and Lord, I would just pray that you would use this word to convict us as we see all that Jesus did for us and all the prophecies being fulfilled, Lord, and how you came about with our salvation, God. I pray that you would just glorify yourself, Lord, as we continue to grow more and more, and convict us, Lord, and grow us, and help us, Lord, to just prioritize you, Lord, this Christmas, Lord, I pray, and indeed on into 2023. Lord, we love you, and we praise you, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. See y'all in a little bit. Bye now.